The Shulchan Aruch in Yoradea, Simon Shin Kaf Bet, Sif Aleph, says that Min HaTorah, there's no minimum quantity for the amount of dough that you have to separate as challah, but that Medivrei Sofrim, so in a domestic context, you take 1/24th, and in a commercial context, you take 1/48th. The Pitchei Tshuva brings down the Noza Bihuda, who explains that there are two separate halachot at play here. Firstly, he says there's a requirement to remove the tevel status of the dough. That means the untithed status. And to achieve that, all you need to do is remove a minimal quantity. But there's also a requirement to give the challah to the kohen, because the pasuk says, Mereshit aritotechem titanu lashem. And for that, you need to separate a quantity which is worthy of netina, which is worthy of being given. So nowadays, for a variety of reasons associated with concepts of tum and tara, we don't actually give the challah to a kohen, and therefore the Rama in Sif Hay says that any quantity of dough can be separated, but the minhag, in accordance with the Maharil, is that we take a kazayit. But also, since the challah can't be eaten by a kohen for those same reasons of tum and tara, we need to dispose of it. We can't give it to a kohen, so we need to get rid of it. And that's optimally done by burning it. But an important point to note is that you actually can't get any benefit from the challah that's been separated. And effectively, that piece of dough is like a piece of non-kosher food. So when you come to burn it, if it can be thrown directly into the flames, then that's fine. But modern ovens rarely have open flames. And if you're just leaving the challah on the floor of the oven to be reduced to cinders, or you're placing it on the stovetop grates to be burned, then the oven floor, those grates, are going to become non-kosher. And obviously, you should try and avoid such a situation. So since it's difficult, or at least inconvenient, to burn challah nowadays, unless you've got that open fire, which is very nice to have at this time of year, so many people follow the guidance which is brought down in the name of the Chazon Ish, that in actual fact you can just wrap up the separated dough in a bag or something like that so that it doesn't become soiled, and then you can throw it out into the rubbish bin. Dayan Weiss in Minchat Yitzchak, Chelek Dalad Simon Yud Dalad, he addresses this question, and he notes that the requirement to burn the challah is actually a point of machloket in the Rishonim, and they debate whether it's simply to ensure that it doesn't get eaten by mistake, or whether it's because it's similar to kodshim, that means sacrificial meat that's become tameh, which the Torah says you have to burn. So because of this machloket, and the possibility that burning it might be actual halachic requirement, rather than just a matter of practicality, how can I get rid of it? So Dayan Weiss says that you should try and make sure that if the challah is going to be thrown out rather than burned, it's actually better to separate less than a kazayit of dough rather than the normal quantity. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Shuvot V'Hanagot, Chelek Aleph, Simon Tov Reish Ayin, he also addresses this question, and he's of the opinion that in Chutz La'aretz, where the mitzvah of challah is only ever midrabanan, so there's no real necessity to burn it rather than throw it out. And so in such circumstances, he says it's better to take less than a kazayit. But in Eretz Yisrael, where the essential mitzvah is d'oraita, so he says it's proper to burn the challah, unless that's not a realistic option. And then there's also a mitzvah of netina, which requires a kazayit to be separated. So he says that in Eretz Yisrael, you should separate a kazayit, even if you're not burning it. Whereas in Chutz La'aretz, if you're not burning it, that it's better to separate less than a kazayit. But I do think that in general, the minhag is, even in Chutz La'aretz, people separate a kazayit. Ad kan.